This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to provide relief to the families of those killed in shootings in Sunsari and Siraha. Agriculture Ministry unveils National Agriculture Policy 2083, aiming to modernize the agricultural sector and achieve self-sufficiency. Parliamentary Committee directs authorities to ensure smooth cooking gas supplies and curb artificial shortages. And Russian strike kills at least 21 people. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to arrange compensation, relief and treatment for those who lost their lives and sustained injuries during recent protests that occurred in Sunsari and Siraha districts. Deepa Dahal, press and research expert to the Prime Minister, said a cabinet meeting held today took the decision. The meeting appointed Professor Dr. Khadak Bahadur Kesi from Parbat as chairperson of the University Grants Commission and Professor Dr. Rosie Shrestha from Bhos to the post of secretary. Similarly, the cabinet took the decision to approve Statistics First Amendment Regulation 2083 to scrap Nepal Intermodal Transport Development Formation Order 2054 and to merge Nepal Intermodal Transport Development Committee with Nepal Transit and Warehouse Company Limited. Likewise, the government also decided to phase-wise implement the Animal Slaughterhouse and Meat Inspection Act 2055 across the country and to table the Children First Amendment Bill 2083 before the Parliament. The Ministry of Agriculture, Forests and Environment has issued National Agriculture Policy 2083 with an objective of making Nepal's agro sector modern, commercial, competitive and self-dependent. The policy, prepared as federal governance system, has put forward food safety, food sovereignty, income growth of farmers, agro-production growth and import substitution and promotion of agro-export on top priority. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary, said that the ministry introduced the policy with the purpose of building sustainable and production-oriented agriculture system, dealing with the existing challenges of agriculture sector, achieving self-reliance in basic foods, promoting agriculture commercialization and industrialization, and expanding Nepali products in international market, branding them also are mentioned in the policy. The Federalism Strengthening and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly has directed the government to ensure the immediate availability of cooking gas in the market. At a meeting held on Wednesday, the committee instructed the government to ensure the smooth supply of quality goods and services across the country while curbing artificial shortages and black marketing. Committee Chair Jayanti Devi Rai said the decision was taken in response to growing concerns over market supply. The committee also directed the government to establish a system for laboratory testing of consumer goods and to make the consumer court more effective. During the discussion, lawmakers stressed the need to immediately resolve the nationwide shortage of cooking gas and to hold gas distributors and depots accountable for ensuring a steady supply. Meanwhile, Acting Executive Director of the Nepal Oil Corporation, Deepak Baral, acknowledged temporary distribution issues after the resumption of full cylinder supplies but said the situation would improve within days. Meanwhile, the corporation has formed a rapid response team comprising officials from relevant government agencies and the gas industry to help restore smooth supply of LPG. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said the Nepal Rashtra Bank should act not only as a regulator but also as a partner in Nepal's economic transformation. During a meeting with the central bank's executive directors today, he urged them to support the government's reform agenda by recommending policy measures to help implement the announced economic reforms. Finance Minister Wagle urged the executive directors to give suggestions on the necessary policy initiatives so that Nepal Rashtra Bank can make the economic reforms announced by the government successful. The government has initiated efforts to collect the money that internet service provider ISP companies owe for telecom service fees, license fees, and the Rural Telecommunications Development Fund, RTDF. The Ministry of Information and Communications has started discussions and procedural work with the concerned parties to resolve the long-standing dispute related to outstanding amounts, tax assessment, and license renewal. Information and Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha today emphasized in a discussion with officials of the Internet Service Providers Association Nepal ISPAN that taxes and fees that must be paid according to the law should be deposited into the state treasury no matter what. Israeli ambassador to Nepal Smolik Ari Bas paid a courtesy call on Pokhara Metropolitan City Mayor Dhanraj Acharya on Wednesday. According to the Metropolis, the two discussed Nepal-Israel relations, tourism, agriculture, technical education and employment, as well as the possibility of direct flights between Pokhara and Israel. They also explored opportunities for cooperation in modern agricultural technology, skills development and technical knowledge transfer. Ambassador of the Republic of Korea to Nepal, Park Tae-yong, paid a farewell call on Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai on Wednesday. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during the meeting, Rai commended the ambassador's contribution to strengthening Nepal-South Korea relations during his tenure and wished him successful in his future responsibilities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
पाउनु होस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् संसार भरि सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न *1415 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramzi Yadav said the government aims to create 100,000 jobs this year through 12 action plans including the Green Job Mission under the National Employment Programme. Speaking before a House committee today, Minister Yadav also said the ministry is working to rescue 155 undocumented Nepali citizens stranded abroad and is using the Foreign Employment Welfare Fund to support their repatriation. He said the Foreign Employment Act has been amended and a task force formed to curb fraud committed in the name of free visas and free tickets. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Russia has attacked Ukraine with ballistic missiles and drones, killing at least 21 people, as Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said interceptors could have saved lives. According to the BBC, in one of the deadliest strikes on Kyiv and the capital region this year, which started after midnight on Wednesday, at least 45 people were injured after residential buildings and railway station along with warehouses were hit. Ukraine, who has consistently as allies for more US-made Patriot missile interceptors to defend against Russian ballistics, has not responded intercepting any of the missiles in the overnight attack. Zelensky said delays in receiving anti-ballistic missiles from partners leads to horrific casualties and destruction. Floods and landslides triggered by monsoon rains have killed more than 100 people across India since July, according to official data, with thousands forced to flee flooded homes. According to Al Jazeera, the annual monsoon brings rain that farmers depend on. But scientists say climate change is making it increasingly deadly across South Asia. This year's toll spans several states. Assam has been hit hardest, with at least 87 dead, and Shivasagar district alone accounting for 47. Kerala has recorded at least 15 deaths and 7 missing after days of rain. Chief Minister V.D. Satheesan said, with more than 10,000 people sheltering in more than 300 relief camps in the state. A report by the public state broadcaster said that Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir has seen at least 31 killed by intense rain burst. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at many places in the Himalayan region of Koshibagmati and Gandaki provinces and at some places in the Himalayan regions of Lumini, Karnali and South Persian provinces. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshibagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces as well as Madhes province. Similar conditions are likely at some places in the hilly region of Karnali province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Sudur Pashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan hilly and Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi province, Madhes province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to provide relief to the families of those killed in shootings in Sunsari and Siraha. Agriculture Ministry unveils National Agriculture Policy 2083, aiming to modernize the agricultural sector and achieve self-sufficiency. Parliamentary Committee directs authorities to ensure smooth cooking gas supplies and curb artificial shortages. And Russian strike kills at least 21 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.